Fab Four from Liverpool, the Beatles, Long Tall Sally, and that's from an EP that was released in 1964 by the Beatles. I'm Bert Williams, taking you through till 5 o'clock this afternoon. I may be doing a documentary on the history of Mersey Waves from when we started, either this afternoon or next time I'm on. I'm just about to decide on that in the next 10 minutes or so. We're going forward now 2 years, from 1964 to 1966, with this one from the Walker Brothers.
Girl, you've been so good to me, staying by my side.
Ship is coming in, the Walker Brothers from 1966. We're going back approximately 1 year now to 1965 with a group that's only actually had one hit. I think it's only about one hit in the charts. In 1965 they got into the top 10 with this one. They got a rather long name too, so I don't think they really made it all that well. But anyway, they got into the top 10 with this one in 1965. Mirror, mirror. That's the title of the record.
Back again. stayed a long time. Now she's gone away, I must stay, but I know I'll wait forever till we get together. High time, long time, now I'm small time. High time, every day was sunshine. You got to last a long time. I've seen the last of you, I'm telling you, I'm not gonna let you get me. I know she won't forget me. High time, now I'm in between time. Baby, come back, baby, come back. Your daddy will wait forever for you. Baby, come back, baby, come back. Your daddy is here, and there's nothing to fear. Ooh, high time, soon we're gonna be in big time. The greatest girl of all time is coming back to me. And you see, we'll have our high time together, making love forever. High time, long time, daytime, night time.
That's Paul Jones there, High Time, from 1966. He was Manfred Mann, ex-Manfred Mann singer from 1966. That's when he broke away from Manfred Mann and started doing his singles on his own. And that was one of them, High Time, 1966. Well, we're going forward quite a few years now. To the year 1970, the turn of the decade between the 60s and the 70s. And this is one from the Tremolos, another group which had a lot of hits in the 1960s, and this is one of the latter ones that they released. In the early part of the 1970s, this is the Tremolos.
Oh, me and my life. Me and my life.
Tremlo's there, Me and My Life. As you may know, we've been off the air over the Christmas period, unfortunately, because things went wrong, and it always seems to coincide with when I try to make an increase in power on the station. As soon as I put this very large transmitter in, things seem to go wrong, they do. And what actually started, the first thing that actually went wrong on Tuesday afternoon, the last Tuesday afternoon just before Christmas, was that the boys in blue came to the station. You wouldn't actually believe this, to take our aerial down, as apparently an alarm had been set off by the station's transmitter. From what I can gather, if the information is correct, the information that I received, that's the way it seems. Apparently some burglar alarm or something had been going off, and well, they visited the station and unfortunately took our aerial down, so that caused quite a lot of problems. And of course also the DTI were informed and so on, and one thing led to another. So that was one problem. We did come back on after that, but then we had other problems. Well, not exactly problems as such, but we heard through the grapevine that the IBA station in Wrexham, that calls itself Marchesound, was actually putting in a complaint to the DTI about us. And these two things seem to coincide with me actually putting in the larger transmitter and going on increased power for over the Christmas period. Well, actually, I was going to do it permanently, actually. But it seems that it does lead to a lot of problems, actually. And as I was saying, we got taken off in a roundabout sort of way. But we did come back on, but then we had a lot of other things go wrong as well. So we really went off as an accumulative effect, if that's the right word, of several different things altogether. We just had a big load of problems, really, to put it bluntly. So we went off, I think it was the day after Boxing Day. Well, we were on Boxing Day anyway. But on the Sunday morning, we didn't come on because of problems. Well, what actually happened was I was thinking about taking the station off the air because of all the problems that was. And as it happened, the 400-watt transmitter that I was using actually went off of its own accord. So that actually made the decision for me, because obviously it was going to be off the wire for the day anyway. So I thought, well, might as well leave it off because of all the problems that were occurring. So a bit unfortunate, that, but anyway, we're now back on. We've got a good signal in most places, and we're getting out fairly well, and we've been getting reception reports from all over the place. So for this reason, I'm going to be playing a few of my favourites, because I certainly like to be on the air when we're getting out, as well as we are doing at the moment. So I'm going to have one of my favourites now, which I probably played, I think, just before Christmas, actually, this one, a few weeks before Christmas. And I played quite a few of these, probably, not very long before Christmas. This is by Donna Summer, from 1982, so we're only going back about 4 or 5 years on this occasion. This is Donna Summer, State of Independence.
Call me not simple, but for what it is, it is the very nature of the South. yesterday. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere. Each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. Around every corner, they seem to smile and say, "We don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away." So I'll continue to say, place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Well, apologies there for the variation on the levels on that. I was just checking it there. It seemed to be seems to be a bit distorted on the monitor I've got here. I brought a medium wave monitor up with me, which is something all the DJs aren't fortunate enough to have just at the moment, because we do have to limit things a little bit. But when I do my own show, I tend to bring up a medium wave monitor with me, and we seem to be distorting slightly, so I was just trying into different levels there. That's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Ferry Across the Mersey from 1965, the early part of 1965, certainly a classic, that one is. Anyway, I'm pleased to say that we're getting out very well at the moment, exceptionally well, and we're not on, maybe I shouldn't say this over the air, but I think I will, we're not on with the very large transmitter actually, we're on with the next one down the scale. It's often been referred to as the Morton transmitter, because it was used a great deal when we were operating from the tower blocks in Morton in 1985. That's the one that we're using at the moment. Anyway, it's approximately half the power of the very large one. Anyway, we're getting out very well with it, I'm pleased to say. So that's a bit of good news. And we hope our continuity will be reasonably good as from now, and we won't have any more problems like we had over Christmas. But I think it's just unfortunate that things went wrong when they did, because obviously a lot of people were busy over Christmas as well. A lot of the DJs on the station were busy, and therefore it was more difficult, once the station was off the air just before Christmas, it was more difficult for arrangements to be made for them to or to contact them, for them to be actually able to do their shows. So that was one of the reasons. Plus, as I said, we had a number of other things go wrong as well. I explained two of the matters just before, but believe it or not, there was other things in addition to that as well. We had quite a few problems, not particularly technical problems, but operational problems. Anyway, interesting bit of news for you is I'm probably either this afternoon, a bit later this afternoon, between 4 and 5, going to be doing a brief documentary of the history of Radio Merseyways from when it started. And also, in a not too distant future, actually it's Paul J that's probably prompted me into doing this, because he's been asking me if I can given some details on various aspects of the history of pirate radio on Merseyside. So in the not too distant future, I'm looking towards doing a relatively brief documentary of the history of pirate radio on Merseyside, but I don't think I'll go back before 1977, so I'll probably cover from about 1976-77 right up to the present day, and I'll give a brief rundown of all the various stations that I've been on. So I'm hoping to do that maybe on my next show or the one after that, so that should be fairly interesting for a lot of listeners out there. And I thought I'll try and get this done while we've got a good signal going out, because as you know, the DTI, one just doesn't really know with the DTI when they're going to start or continue where they left off last year, because last year we were raided approximately four times and we lost four sets of studio equipment and three medium wave transmitters, approximately three medium wave transmitters. The reason for this, just to explain briefly, is that it's a lot more convenient to have a situation, well it was then anyway, a lot more convenient to have a situation where we occasionally lose equipment than have a situation where we try to avoid losing equipment, because the situation where we try to avoid losing the equipment has a lot of very considerable practical difficulties with it from a security point of view. Anyway, we are working towards overcoming these problems, and I hope that we will eventually overcome them. Anyway, let's get back to the music, because as I said, if I do the documentary, I'm going to intersperse it with records. It's not just going to be one continuous piece of talk, and I'm going to do little bits in between the records. Anyway, we're going back again, not very far, to 1982. A record from John and Van Gallis.
Ask me where to begin. Am I so lost in my sin? You ask me where did I fall? I'll say I can't tell you when. But if my spirit is lost, how will question, I'm not alone. Somehow I'll find my way home. My sun shall rise in the east, so shall my heart be at peace. And if you're asking me when, I'll say it starts at the end. You know your will to be free is matched with love secretly. And talk won't alter your prayer. Somehow you find you are there. Your friend is close by your side and speaks in far ancient. We all come from.
That's Vangelis from 1982, I'll Find My Way Home. After the next record by Cilla Black, and we're going to be giving you a brief history of Radio Merseywaves. And what I'm going to do, I'll see how I get on with it, because I haven't prepared myself for this and I haven't got any script or anything. I'm just going to do it basically live to you over the air. I'm going to use some Shadows backing music, instrumental music by the Shadows for backing, and I'll see how far I can get into it. I should hopefully be able to do it in about 5 to 10 minutes. I should be able to cover it briefly, and I'll be covering the raids and the various problems that we've had since we started at the end of 1983. So after the next record by Cilla Black, as I said, I'm going to be doing a brief history of Radio Merseywaves as from when we started. But just as a prelude to it, I'd like to say that it's not my first station, actually, for anybody who hasn't been listening to Merseywaves very long. It's not, Merseywaves isn't my first station. I've run a number of other stations prior to that, which I'll probably cover when I do a documentary on the history of pirate radio on Merseyside in the near future. So as I said, Radio Merseywaves, I'd say, would be one of a number of stations. I'd say, though, it's probably about the most successful station that I've actually ran and been actually involved with. The others didn't last quite as long. And looking at it overall from all aspects, I would say that this station, Radio Merseywaves, is to date the most successful. The other ones, going back to like one that I was running in the late 70s, was, it was sort of a late evening kind of station. It wasn't really the same, and it didn't have the airtime or the number of people involved in it that this station has got. It was just a sort of a hobby kind of station that I ran in the late 70s. And then a bit later I started up a similar station to Radio Merseywaves in at the end of 1979. Anyway, as I said, I'll cover all that when I actually do this documentary on pirate radio in a not too distant future. But anyway, as I said, history of Merseywaves, a very brief history of Merseywaves coming up from me, Bert Williams. After this next record, which is by Cilla Black, a little bit of a classic, from 1969.
Do you come here often? Have we met before? Tell me your impression now. Could you like me more? Could you even love me here? Is it too early to tell? Who am I fooling when I know too well? Tonight will tell. Yes, I've still got to meet him. But when we meet,
with the history of Radio Mersey Waves, we go back to 1983, October 1983. That's when we started. And I started Radio Mersey Waves myself as a sort of a personal kind of hobby station on the FM only. That was in October 1983. Because I'd ran quite a lot of medium wave stations prior to 1983, and I thought, well, I'd give the FM a try and see what that's like. So we ran for approximately, or I ran it, and me and Paul J were on it, just basically me and Paul J and about, who else was on it? I think it was maybe one or two others, I can't remember now because it's quite a long time ago. I think to start with it was just me and Paul J. And that was from October, the end of October 1983, to approximately early January 1984. And in early January 1984 there was a further development. Now, the other thing I think I should cover is that when we started in 1983, as I said, it was a personal hobby station of my own. I just used to do a few nights. We weren't running anything like Saturdays or Sundays all day or anything like that. We was just doing certain nights of the week. On the FM it was, on 94.8 megahertz. And in early January 1984, I also then took to the medium wave as well, as an addition to complement the FM outlet. Because it seemed that the FM was a bit limited, really, and the other problem with the FM is that with a lot of radios, the aerials tend to be broken on a lot of portable sets, and people can't pick up the FM very satisfactory. And also on a lot of car radios, the FM seems to be a bit limited in that respect, too. And also the other problem with the FM, there is difficulties, certainly from a pirate radio point of view, in getting suitable locations where one can get the absolutely optimum coverage on the FM. There's a very big difficulty there, which nobody to date on Merseyside has actually cracked. I got very near to it, actually. When was that? In 1984, got very near to cracking that's her problem. But the reason I didn't was because we just had a lot of things go wrong with the location. We couldn't get in, and keys had gone missing, all kinds of silly things. So, as I said, we ran on the FM most nights, not every night, about two or three nights a week, which isn't really most nights. So, as I said, you'll have to excuse me if I'm contradicting myself slightly in some of the words, but as I said, I'm doing this without a script and without any previous preparations. So, in January 1984, we also took to the medium wave. Well, I took to the medium wave with Mersey Waves. It was me and Paul J, and there was a DJ, a lady DJ by the name of, I think it was Tanya from Blackpool, and one or two other DJs on it. And we operated on the medium wave every Sunday evening on 254 meters, 1178. Kilohertz. And we also operated on 1197 kilohertz as well. And we continued every Sunday evening, regular, every Sunday evening from 6 o'clock onwards till 12 midnight or later on FM and medium wave. And the FM was 94.8 megahertz and the medium